Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I have a dear friend who I have just absolutely love, Amy McLaren. Again, if you guys aren't familiar with Amy, she's got a book out. As far as the book, I'm so excited about everything. Again, the whole idea as far as passion to purpose, lady strength, and the part I love the most is going to Africa with you guys, with you and Stu and everything else. There are so many fun things we're going to talk about right now. And I think the part that's most exciting for me is to realize the impact that you can have as you set your goals and you really start striving to do whatever it is, whether it's starting your own business, whether it's an entrepreneur, whether it's software, whether it's a charity, whatever it might be. So we're going to have a whole bunch of fun diving into this kind of stuff. And I think the part you need to understand is the importance of setting these goals and how do you actually achieve them? Whether it's setting up a mastermind and doing these crazy wild adventures, which I absolutely love watching. Anyways, I want to introduce you guys to Amy. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's so great to be here. Just such an honor. Like we mentioned, I just love your family and love the ClickFunnels community and so grateful for all the support, not only that you've given us through the charity, but the friendship that we've had over the years.
Oh, Amy, thank you so much. It's been a ton of fun. Well, as you take a look at all the crazy, exciting journeys and stuff, what are some of the things when you set this idea of, setting that goal and making things actually happen?
Yeah. So like you were mentioning, I'm a bit of a multi-passionate entrepreneur and I have a few businesses that are all revolved around my passion, but it all started with like setting something in motion or setting a goal, right? I mean, I remember when we started our nonprofit Village Impact, I had no idea how to start a nonprofit. I had $300 in the bank account, in our charity bank account, and wanting to build our first school, right? And I think for both Stu and I, it was, we were sitting on a couch one night. I was still a teacher at the time. He was just starting his first software company. And I just watched this Oprah's Big Give show and I was so inspired. And I looked at Stu and I said, I want to help people like Oprah does, but I want to go overseas and I want to go back to my travel roots, which is like what I truly love. And he's like, sure. He's like, that's a big goal, Amy. And so what do you think? And I'm like, well, I don't know. You're the business guy. We got to figure out how to raise the money and then we'll make it happen. And that was the start of our charity and a big goal, right? But if we don't kind of take time to think about those big goals or things we want to aspire to, or take action when we're inspired, they just don't happen, right? They pass by. So it's so important, I think, to just, put the dreams out there and then set the intention, but then pull it back a little and start with baby steps. Because yes, we have a big nonprofit today that I'm extremely proud of and so grateful for, but it didn't start like that. It didn't start with 15 schools. It started with one trip and one classroom. And that's how it started. And it grew over 10 years, right? I mean, that's 10 years. But it started with identifying what I was passionate about and what truly lit me up and working towards that and creating what it is today.
Man, I love it. If you take as everyone's up, you got a brand new year, 2022, a whole bunch of crazy ideas. People have these, the goals, the things they want to achieve. As you take a look, it's one of the things that's always kind of hard for a lot of people. They see other people's lives and this is going great for them and this is easy and all these things. And they feel like, that's never going to impact. That's not going to work for me. How do you overcome that struggle and actually set the goals, but set them not too high that they can never ever achieve them? But at the same time, as I take a look, you're an entrepreneur, your husband's an entrepreneur. You guys have had a whole bunch of crazy things going. And I'm just kind of curious, as you're looking to scale and grow and make things happen, how do you set those goals where you can actually achieve them?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I got to say, and you know this too, running your own business is not, as they say, all rainbows and unicorns and shiny. that is just not the case. And if, entrepreneurship is hard and it's, I think sometimes it's even more challenging when you're married to an entrepreneur, and we've been married for, almost 15 years, together for 20. And it's just it can be difficult sometimes, but it also has a lot of beautiful moments too, right? So it's definitely not all easy, absolutely. But what I would say is a couple of things Stu and I have done and over the last couple of years is, you know, get kind of really clear on what we want and set those boundaries and like say yes and no. And we've said no to some things that haven't felt right. Like they just didn't feel right. It was too heavy or, you know, it wasn't aligned in our values as a family and who we are. And we said no to them. We've turned down a lot of money by saying no, but by saying yes, it gets us to focus and open up more opportunities and focus on what we really want in our life. And, you know, and like I was saying earlier, it's like setting those big goals, but then you really have to chunk them down and take them one step at a time and celebrate those small successes when they happen, right? Because, you know, starting a software company, like, you know, it's a lot of work. And then it's like you start off and we celebrate together. And I think not only celebrating with your team or people around you, but then Stu and I celebrating together as a couple and sharing those moments and, you know, every step and just keep moving forward that way is how we've managed to get through. And I tell you though, when it gets hard, I just remember what I've already done. And, you know, and when you remember that you've done hard things or you've done maybe the same thing before, you just, it's kind of like a talk to yourself, like, I've done this before, I can do it. And it's like remembering, you know, we've all done hard things, but oftentimes we're so focused on the thing, the next thing, that we forget what we've already done, right? And all what we've been through.
Oh man, I love that. I think that's one of the struggles that most people is they always, again, including myself in this, you forget all that you've actually achieved, all the things that you actually have done. And at that point, you think of, well, I'm not doing this. And it's that comparing what you're not doing versus those things you actually have done. And how do you can actually use that to get you to that next level. As I take a look at, again, it's one of those crazy things where your husband obviously has his entrepreneurship. You have your entrepreneurship. In addition to that, you've got two kids who are just amazing. And how do you actually juggle all of it?
Yeah. You know what? I get asked that question quite a bit because between the two of us, we have five businesses in a sense, like the fifth one being a charity. And then we have a dog, which, and now I have two geckos and I'm just like, my life is a bit crazy, but it's as for balance, the thing that has really, really helped. And I've had it for the last 8 years is just getting help and knowing that as a woman, I don't have to do everything by myself. Like, and I think for the first couple of years, our daughter was born, I was trying to do it all. And by trying to do it all, I wasn't having I was building great relationships, but I was always doing other things and not being present as much as I wanted. So I would say to get that balance, what we did do, and sometimes there's no perfect balance, but to get to where we are today has truly been just getting help. And I'm not talking about like, you know, an assistant, and that's amazing too, and staff, but I'm talking about like help in the home. And so we hired help in the home when my daughter was one, for full time. And we said no to some things because we could just afford to hire somebody full time. We didn't have any money for anything else. But I knew if, like, you know, 10 years ago, we could hire someone to help with the laundry and putting fresh meals in our fridge and, you know, doing all the errands and all the things that I didn't want, then it would allow us to spend more time on our relationship, more time in the business, more time with our parents, with our kids, and more present time. And I really, really think that us getting that help has led to what we have today because it's allowed us and it's freed us up to do more things that we love. And then, yeah, I'm not doing the things that I'm not passionate about, but it's knowing that I have a team around me, a team of like phenomenal people I'm so grateful for that help that. So balance is, yeah, it's getting help around you, knowing that you don't have to do everything yourself. Like you can get help. And as a woman and as a mom, it's okay to get help. It's okay to have someone to do laundry. It's okay to have somebody to, you know, run errands for you. So I call her my Wonder Woman. Her name's Sheila. She's been with us for years and I'm just grateful for her. So that's how we've kind of managed to get more balance in our lives. And like I said before, we say no to things. So we had before COVID, if Stu was away from home, because he speaks a lot more. He's way more well-known than I am, but he speaks a lot more on stages, right? And there was a point where he was being asked quite a bit, and he was traveling a lot, and it was too much away from us as a family. So he, for his speaking fee, he would say, well, if you want me to speak, there's a family tax that comes with that, and it means paying for my wife and my kids to come with me too, so we can make a little holiday out of it. Or, you know, you create these things into your life that make it what you want to be, or that. So setting those boundaries, but definitely getting help along the way. And that doesn't even mean to say you have to do full time. Like, that was us, and we still have it to this day. And I don't ever want to let it go, but it's getting help. Maybe it's just with the laundry, cleaning once a week at your house, or, you know, those things that you can do to help you get balanced.
Oh, I love that. Again, trying to find out what balance is, especially as an entrepreneur, is such a struggle. It's like, what's the balance? And I think as I look at it, scaling and growing and building any business, that's one of the most important things, is to get the right people associated with you. And as you're doing that to scale and grow, I'm kind of curious as to take a look at all the stuff that you've got going. Again, five different businesses, one of them being a Village Impact, which is just awesome. But as you take a look at some of the cool things that you are looking from this whole idea as far as a mastermind, and some of the things you're going, there's a lot of people who have different types of masterminds. Yours is unique. It's been fun to watch and see. So help me understand, as you look at scaling and growing your business, how are you implementing the mastermind?
Yeah, so I have a mastermind that's run through my brand, Lady Strength. And Lady Strength kind of came to be because I built up Village Impact and got to a point. And then I was a bit lonely, because here's Stu, right? Like, he's been on the online space forever. He's got his community of people. And then I'm starting my business, but I don't have my community of people. So I'm like out there inviting people over to our house, like other women entrepreneurs, to come and connect with me, because I wanted to get a group of people, right? So I started the mastermind off by inviting people to our house and connecting with more people in the community that I could connect with. And then it's kind of grown from there. And how it's different and what I love about it is I'm a big adventure traveler. And I mean, you know this. I think you and your wife have seen me travel across India on a rickshaw, like 1,200 kilometers, like driving a rickshaw, right? I did a motorcycle ride a few years ago across Morocco, where we were dropped off in the middle of nowhere on a 50cc motorbike. I never rode a motorbike in my life. And had 7 days to get to Marrakesh. And we had no hotels, nothing lined up. It was us, two other entrepreneurial girlfriends, backpacks, and our bikes. And we had to make it back to the city. And we had crazy times, right? And to me, that's exciting for me, is to get it out of your comfort zone and do those things. And especially when you're surrounded by people that you admire and that you love. And so I've created my Lady Strength Mastermind with that adventure piece in mind. So we do adventure masterminds where we did an RV trip down the California coast, and it was like an adventure RV. But we did my hot seats along the way. We had different experiences together. So putting in that sense of adventure mixed with still the traditional, you know, hot seats and meetings and accountability, but definitely mixing in adventure side of things.
I love that. One of the things as we're sitting here talking, you have a picture behind me, I just love, and that's this idea as far as never stop dreaming. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, you know, to me, there's no matter how many businesses we create or what we do, I don't think we should ever stop following what we're passionate about or dreaming, you know, bigger things and whatever fulfills your heart, right? And we're here. You know, I want to do what I love. I want to show my kids what's possible through them watching me live my life. Like, I want my daughter to grow up with more confidence than I had when I was her age, you know, and the only way I can show my kids what's possible is from us dreaming, right? Us following our dreams, us struggling as well, or having success, like showing up and living my life to the fullest gives her the best example. And my little guy, the best example of what, you know, life can be and what possibilities are out there.
Oh, I just love that. So one of the things I was wondering is, you take a look at these dreams. I think that's the craziest thing for a lot of entrepreneurs. They have a lot of dreams, and then some people you see actually achieve those dreams. Other people have dreams and they don't even try. And so how do you balance and actually achieve the dreams, but at the same time, deal with life?
Yeah. You know, I think it's just one thing at a time, right? Like it's like sometimes I feel like life comes in seasons. Like, and there are busy seasons in our life, and sometimes there are slow seasons. And I think it's honoring those seasons. Like, you know, when Stu launches his membership course every year in our house, it's busy and we know it's going to be busy. And, you know, we set aside time, you know, extra time as a family and make sure we have a bit of family time in there. But we kind of like, okay, this is a busy time. And that's kind of where it is. And I think that's with life too. It's like, sometimes it's like you need the family time, or you need to make sure you're carving out that time, and, you know, other things that may come up in life. And I think you have to be really confident and believe in what you value the most, like what, you know, what you're going to spend time on or what's important to your family. I mean, even when we plan our calendar, it's like, we don't put any business stuff on first. It's what I want to do, what Stu wants to do, what we want to do together, and then what our family wants to do. And then the business goes all the way around that. Right. And so it's, and it, and in the same time when we're planning it, it's the ebbs and flows of life in our business calendar, but then life as well. I feel like I just went on a tangent and I don't know if I answered your question.
No, actually, I love that idea because I think I've seen that happen. I've gone through that in my own life where for quite some time, it seemed like everything, the number one focus, I guess, was business. And then I love how you may mention, if you focus on the family and personal type of stuff, you're always going to have time for the business growth. It's not like you're just to basically retire for the rest of your life and just do family. And I think the idea is to make sure that as you're going through any trial or anything else, is to realize who the people that matter the most. Mm-hmm. As you get that quality time with them, they provide you the strength. They provide you the opportunity to actually then accomplish all the other stuff that you're doing in your business and scaling and growing and doing everything you possibly can to grow your business. Yeah. And I think that, again, it kind of comes back to those priorities and things. It's been so fun, you know, watching all that you've done over all these years, and just to see how you actually get more done when you set those priorities first. And yeah, it's interesting just to see.
And I think it's making it a habit too, right? Like it feels kind of not difficult, but like uneasy at first. But when you get into the habit of doing your calendar and putting your things on there first, it gets easier. And I mean, even with our calendar, it's so important to both Stu and I that we have our own things that light us up. And some things he does, I'm like, I have no interest. Like snowmobiling, he loves snowmobiling and I hate it. I'm like, it's so loud and it smells and it's like the big helmet. And I'm like, I'm like, you can go do that with Marla and they have daddy daughter dates and you can do that, but I'm not doing that. But like, that's like, you know, it's important for him to have his stuff, me to have my stuff, but then just as important for us to have experiences together as the two of us. And then the family. And I think once you start to put those things in, everything else can filter in and out between. And I mean, it's not always perfect. There are days when, you know, we had to change things or move things around. But it's fun because you have saying that, I mean, you've seen our kids grow up. I mean, we've known you guys so long. I feel like they've been on the stage. You've seen me shake and get nervous on stage and like all that stuff, like since day one. So you guys truly have been seen us for a while.
It's been fun. Well, again, as you take a look here, what would you recommend if people wanted to find out more about Amy and all the stuff that you're doing, where should we send people?
Yeah, the best spot where I'm at probably is Instagram. So if you go to Amy Dow McLaren, you can click on that. And then I'm most active on there. And of course, in the bio link, there's links to my other projects and different things we have going on, including the charity and all good stuff too.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, Amy, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to see you again live one of these times.
I know, right? Well, maybe September. I think
that's
September, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com funnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.